It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Marcia Campbell joins us now. She's the host of the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville. She's here with a look at some new country music. Hi, Marcia. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Well, and before we get to the music, I do want to say that Chris Stapleton has just blown up, and you brought him to us on an earlier DJ session way before anyone else was talking about him. So well done on that one.
Thank you very much. We love Chris Stapleton, and we are so proud of his great success because he absolutely has taken over the CMAs with male vocalists, the album, and new artist. He broke some records, so thank you again for listening for Chris Stapleton in one of our earlier sessions.
Well, we'll see if he's got some Grammys coming up soon, but let's get to some of the new music that you brought us today, starting with a singer-songwriter native of San Francisco who goes by the name Cam. Here is her single, Burning House, which was released earlier this year.
I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, I see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. Wish that we could go back in time. I'd be the one who thought you'd find.
A lovely voice there. Tell us about Cam.
Cam, of course, a great singer, a great songwriter. Her songs have been recorded by Miley Cyrus and Maggie Rose, just to name a few. Burning House is one of the 11 co-written songs by Cam, featured on her December 11th album, released Untamed. She is a native of San Francisco, California, as you mentioned. She grew up visiting her grandparents. They ran a ranch in Oceanside. So while visiting the ranch and working with her grandfather feeding the horses, she was listening to Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson, and she also loves Bonnie Raitt.
And I'm reading that the music started with a little guitar riff inspired by Metallica.
Absolutely. So she has a wide variety of influences. I love that she has some rock and roll, some heavy metal, and she has some hardcore country with Patsy and Willie.
Okay, well, let's get to another artist. This is Chris Jansen, a 29-year-old from Perryville, Missouri. He's written music for people like Tim McGraw, but here is his song, released in March, called Buy Me a Boat.
They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull me, it can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so.
Funny, usually hear about country musicians wanting to buy a truck. I haven't heard very many about buying a boat.
Well, maybe we're past the point of the truck stuff, okay? I hope so anyway, but the boat, and what a fun sing-along song that is from Chris Jansen. As you mentioned, he is a great songwriter with his songs being recorded by Tim McGraw, Hank Williams Jr., Justin Moore, Joe Nichols, just to name a few. Chris Jansen, he's also a great musician. He plays harmonica, guitar, bass, piano, drums as well. He is explosive on stage. If you have not got the opportunity to see him in concert, maybe you will. He's excited about the upcoming tour with Blake Shelton.
So there he is talking about material things, buying a boat, although he does say money can't buy everything. But as you listen to country music in general, do you hear a lot about material things, or what are the themes that are coming up?
I think the themes now is about family, love, and hopefully we'll get back to the connection between neighbors and your fellow man. The world is kind of a crazy place right now. So if we can love our neighbor and show a little more kindness, I think that's a great direction to go.
Well, next on the list, we have Haley Witters, and this is the song Long Come to Jesus.
It's a long road to heaven.
Now, Haley Witters is a native of Iowa. What do you like about her?
I love that she has this raw tone and truth in her voice. She is absolutely amazing with her songwriting. Again, as you know, I love songwriters.
Yeah.
She's a great songwriter. And she, of course, from that small town in Iowa, just shy of 600 in population. She says it was a little town. They didn't even have a post office, but they had two bars, a wine cellar, and a church.
Wow.
Now, honey, that makes a great environment for some great songs. So Long Come to Jesus. It was written by Haley and Matresa Berg from her debut album, Black Sheep.
And does it sound Dixie Chicks to you? Does that sound like an influence?
Funny you should say that, because she has been inspired by the Dixie Chicks, Trisha Yearwood, Patti Loveless, all the ladies that ran the charts in the 80s and 90s. And, of course, being influenced by Americana storytellers like John Prine and Gillian Welch, Haley Witters, she is a very, very promising artist. And, again, I'm looking forward to what she's going to do in 2016.
Well, we have time for one more song. This one released last year. This is Mo Pitney, and this is a song called Country.
Would you ever hitch a ride to Music City just to see an Opry show? Would you drive across the country just to listen to some country? Country can be in the middle of the city. Country can be in a barn. Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart.
So country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart.
Amen. And a little tip to the Grand Ole Opry in that song from Mo Pitney. Mo Pitney from Cherry Valley, Illinois. He comes from a musical family. He started playing drums at 6, and by 12, he had picked up the guitar. He has a great love for bluegrass and country music. And when Mo Pitney sings, "Let me tell you about country," well, he's doing more than that. He is showing us country music. When Mo made his debut performance on the Grand Ole Opry, which he referenced in the song Country, he received a standing ovation. And after singing Country, of course, that song he wrote with Country Music Hall of Fame member Bill Anderson and hit songwriter Bobby Tomberlin. And country music loves Mo Pitney.
Marcia, you know, every time we have you on, I feel like taking a trip to Nashville. Now I have to go. Got to get to Music City. Maybe see an Opry show, as he said.
Absolutely. We got plenty of room for you. We will hook you up and show you love and entertainment here in Music City, USA.
Well, Marcia Campbell, host of the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy, for having me. It's always a joy to be with you, and I wish you happiness and good health. Godspeed, my friend.
Same to you, and you can find all our songs from all of our DJ sessions on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify or go to hereandnow.org.